Imagine a time when you have the freedom and resources to do all those things you've dreamed of without worrying about a tax bill. A time and place where all your hard-earned money works for you and not some government bureaucracy. You've entered the tax-free zone. Call John Kelly at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. This week's episode of the Financial Safari is brought to you by John Kelly and Kelly Financial Services for all your financial and retirement needs.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
One in every eight men say the reason they retire is work burnout. Don't let that be you. That and more coming up.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
All right, so just a little over 12% of men say they retire because of work burnout. So this is what you're saying, John. So are they just tired of working? Are they ready to just call it quits, or is it more the job that they're in?
I think a lot has to do with the job that they're in. Tom, we actually sit down and talk with him. In fact, we just had a guy today. He was a mechanic for 30 years over at the CTA.
Wow.
Which is the bus terminal over here for our public transportation.
Right.
And he's got rheumatoid arthritis in his fingers and hands. You know, the cold winters here have been killing him. So his whole thing is his work is just, it's not fun. And there he loved playing with the toys. And he told me how he's got a couple of antique cars at home that he works on.
Oh, nice.
He can't do it anymore. He wants to retire at the end of this year. He wants to make sure he locks in. His 401k is up real good.
Yeah.
He's got a decent pension coming on. He's got some good money set aside as far as his retirement accounts. And his whole thing is he just doesn't want to lose what he has. So we sit down, we did an income plan for him, and we figured out that he'll be able to retire very, very comfortably at age 62. And like I said, he is going to get a pension so we can work on his Social Security benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Them grow for a little bit. His wife is working. She's got good income.
Okay.
So it was a great conversation with him, and he was very, very happy because now he knows once we put the income plan in place for him, show him how we can protect them assets and guarantee that monthly income for both him and his wife. Now he doesn't mind. He wants to retire at the end of this year.
Yeah. You know, I can imagine when you're sitting down with folks and they realize that they can have that guaranteed stream of income. It's no more of this, will I have enough? Do I have enough in my account? If so, how many years? It has to bring such relief.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, the biggest peace of mind known is when your checkbook gets down to zero at the end of every month, you know it's getting filled back up again on the first.
Exactly. So let me ask you some more about this work burnout. Now, do you find potentially some folks that you work with there in your office that they retire, but then, I don't know, maybe a year, 3 years later, they want to get back into the workforce, but maybe not full time? The reason that I'm asking is I took a little break over the holidays, over Christmas, and I was itching after about a week and a half to get back into the office and start doing something again.
Well, it depends. A lot of times here, we live in the Chicagoland area here, as obviously, and there's so much diversification up here.
Yeah.
You know, you got your white collar workers. I mean, we have the doctors that basically they want to retire themselves. A couple of doctors, they want to get out themselves in the next couple of years. You know, they're getting older, they want to spend some of that money.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a lot of trade workers here in Illinois. I mean, we deal a lot with the Chicago Police Department and a lot of firemen.
Right.
Once they get their pension set up, they want to get out and do something less stressful, less dangerous.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Spend some time with the family. You know, especially with the situation here today with some of the police officers we're working with, none of them even want to be in the job anymore.
Yeah. So what do you do in a situation like that? Would you say that it's better for them to go ahead and retire and then to look for some more suitable work, depending on what they want to do later on? Or would you say to continue trying to push because I'm sure anybody that's in a job right before retirement, chances are they're at their peak earning years. So what's kind of your conversation there?
Well, the nice thing about a lot of the police officers, once they get their 30 years, their pensions are pretty much maxed.
Okay.
So they can do what they want, especially if they got in really young.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these guys are getting out at 44, 45 years old with full pensions.
Wow.
You know, and they're doing other things. I mean, some of them have trades they do.
Right.
You know, some of them want to work at a golf course. Some of them just want to retire. I mean,
yeah.
Especially if their spouses have been working over the number of years and they have pensions. So if you have the dual income, it obviously makes things a lot easier. But I mean, for even for those who don't, I mean, I think it's the stress of getting out. So we had one gentleman came in here last week. He was a fireman himself, and he said his father was on the job for 35 years. He retired at 60, and he basically lived 2 years in retirement. He passed away.
Oh, wow.
He didn't even get a chance to enjoy his retirement.
Oh,
so his he says he's taking his 30 years, getting out at 55, and he wants to enjoy his retirement. So that's his goal.
Okay, that makes sense. So, well, I guess that plays into the game as well, and this is why it's so important to have these conversations about retirement planning, because someone, I mean, I think we have to be honest with who we are, where we are. If we have a family history of where longevity isn't necessarily in the mix, we would probably, you know, plan differently than if we had grandmas and great-grandmas who were living to be 115.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that. I mean, longevity is everything.
Yeah.
But the thing is, a lot of, as long as they have a good income plan in place where they can't outlive their money, it doesn't matter how long they live.
Exactly.
We'll always get a paycheck for no matter how long they live. And that's, I think that's the biggest fear in retirement, no matter who we talk to, is will they outlive their money?
Folks, once again, we're here talking with John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services, just trying to glean some inside information from John. He has had years of industry experience. We're here talking about work burnout, how some people just want to retire maybe a bit earlier than they had anticipated just because they are absolutely time and it is ready. Now, let me ask you, John, I know you meet with folks on a daily basis. You're regularly meeting with people who are walking themselves through this retirement journey, and I want to ask, what can we do to minimize or avoid some of this work burnout?
Well, number one, I mean, obviously there's not too much people can do if you're in a stressful job.
Right.
But if you're in a, like an office job, the key for anything is you have to enjoy what you're doing.
You do. Yes.
And I don't care what it is. I mean, no matter what you're doing, if you don't enjoy it, you're going to be burned out. But just keep in mind, we all try to work towards that retirement age. And I always tell our clients, there's no point being the richest person in the graveyard.
Yeah.
You know, enjoy your money, enjoy your time, take your vacations, you know, where you're not giving yourself as much stress at work. And at the end of the day, just realize it is a job and you can always get another one for in most cases.
Exactly.
So just try your do your best. And like I said, try to enjoy what you're doing. Save as much as you possibly can during your earning years, you know, your higher earning years.
Mm-hmm.
Let that money work for you down the road.
So let me ask you this, John. We're talking about avoiding work burnout. Now, it would make sense to me, you know, we've talked on past shows about the retirement red zone where, let's say I want to plan to retire at 65. You mentioned how it's really wise and efficient to begin preparing for that at around 55 or 60, that 5 or 10 years before retirement. Now, I would imagine if we are taking these steps, if we are meeting with our financial advisors, that is going to help us with this work burnout scenario in that we're going to know without a doubt, and we're going to know it on paper, how we're going to be if we retire in January of year one or October of year seven.
Well, yeah. And like I said, set up that plan. Make sure you're setting your goals. Every year we sit down with our clients and we do an update, especially on their monthly income plan.
Right.
To make sure nothing has changed, especially if you're dealing with numbers that are coming from a 401k or an IRA where them possibly could go backwards. So we want to make sure that their goals are going to be met, making sure they're making their pace as far as when they want to pull the plug and get out and actually do it, or they're going to rely on their savings rather than on their paychecks. And that's the most important thing is when you know, hey, listen, I'm not going to be getting a paycheck from work anymore. We want to make sure that that paycheck is always going to be there for my retirement accounts. So, Tom, this is why we like to offer to our radio listeners, come on in for a free consultation. We'll sit down with them and do a complete Social Security maximization report for them. We'll show them how to maximize their Social Security benefits. We'll do a complete income plan analysis for them, or we'll show them how to make sure they match their income for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll also do a portfolio analysis. We'll sit down with our fiduciary here in the office, Johnny Heron, and he'll do a complete portfolio review for them, see what their fees are, see what they're currently doing, how their advisors are performing, what they're getting paid. And then for any clients to come on board, we always, with $250,000 or more, we provide them with a free will and a power of attorney for financial and health care. And then we also, for anybody who comes on with over $500,000, we provide them with a complete family trust for both them and their spouses with all the necessary powers of attorney. So give us a call.
That's fantastic. So, folks, the number to reach John Kelly and his team who serve the Chicago area is 800-477-1135. And remember, this is a courtesy service being provided at no cost. This is just to help educate and enlighten. So call on in, leave your name and best contact method because we are in the studio here. But as soon as we get out, we will give you a call back to set up a time that works with your calendar, get you going on the right track to and through retirement. Folks, number again, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
And coming up, is your retirement plan waterproof? Don't let the unexpected costs drain your savings. That and much more when we return.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Every sound retirement plan includes long-term care in the mix. It's a conversation many people don't want to have, but wouldn't it be better to have a plan and not need it than to need it and not have a plan? The costs of long-term care are high and often not anticipated. So long-term care insurance is valuable protection against potential catastrophic loss. The catch is, you can't just buy long-term care insurance. You have to qualify for it. Since health and age are factors determining your coverage, the sooner you apply for long-term care insurance, the better. There are also alternative strategies, such as hybrid life insurance policies with living benefits that can do the same as a traditional long-term care insurance policies. Make sure you're considering all of your options by sitting down with a financial professional.